From the first Easter, the Christian church has depended on the eyewitness accounts of the disciples and faithful women who first saw the empty tomb. The witnesses of the resurrection, writing to various audiences, each experienced events differently. Mary Magdalene and the women expected the tomb to be sealed with a large stone over the door. Peter and John expected the tomb to be open. Each author wrote of their experiences, of their discoveries, proving the gospel accounts are accurate histories of the events of that morning. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. These details enhance the credibility of the witnesses. Maybe it doesn't matter to our salvation who is the faster runner, but knowing that John beat Peter to the tomb helps us understand the events. John looked in but did not enter. He saw the linen shroud and the face covering lying in the tomb. Had Jesus' body been stolen, certainly the robbers would have taken the expensive shroud, even if bloodstained, to maximize their profits. John saw that Mary Magdalene's report was true. The stone was removed from the door, and the tomb no longer held Jesus' body. He could not explain what he saw, but knew that Mary's account was accurate. He also had no idea where Jesus was, what happened to his remains. Where do we look for Jesus? Not in the tomb, for the tomb is empty. We look for him where he promises to be found, in the inspired and perfect Word of God, and in the sacraments he gave his church. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.